Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Revelation 1:3. While this passage of Scripture applies specifically to the book of Revelation, allow me to draw three divine principles that apply to the whole of Scripture and our understanding thereof. These three principles are read, hear, and keep. We must read, hear, and keep all that God has spoken to us. While the Old Testament has been fulfilled through Christ, we still draw divine truth from the law and the prophets that helps with our understanding of the New Testament. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. Galatians 3:24-25. Reading the Scriptures is basic to our understanding of the Scriptures. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? Acts 8:30. Jesus saith unto them, Did ye never read in the Scriptures? Matthew 21:42. The Scripture was to be read even in the presence of the whole church. And when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea, Colossians 4:16. Our second principle is to hear what is read. The Old Testament prophet Micah spoke to Judah, saying, Hear ye now what the Lord saith, Micah 6:1. Jesus identified his children as those who hear what he says. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John 10:27. As we hear the word of God, we receive that word into our heart. Hearing not only involves the ear, but also the heart. Something can be heard and easily forgotten. The Bible uses the word hear as hearing so as to receive it. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith, Luke 18:6. Jesus wanted them to understand the truth that he had spoken. The third principle is keep, the word of God that is read and understood and obeyed. A word that is read and not heard is useless. A word heard and not kept is just as useless. Only by reading, hearing, and keeping can our soul be saved from sin. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. 1 John 5:3. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.